El siguiente podcast es una presentación exclusiva de Euphoria On Demand.
Así es como arrancamos tu podcast. Así está el mundo. Today we have a very special guest. One of the most favorite people in the whole wide world.
Oh, stop it.
Luego me pasas el cheque.
Ay, cállate, ya sé. De hecho, ahorita estoy pensando cuántos coricos le tengo que dar para que ya quede tranquila, para pagar la plaza aquí. ¿Qué rollo, Dana G? Gracias por invitarme.
No, el placer es mío. When you said yes, I was like, score, man. This is going to be a good podcast. Porque Evelyn Siqueiros es la persona más energética que he conocido en mi vida de este mundo mundial. De ahí aprendí esa palabra. I was like, I wonder what that means.
It's y
like,
yo la aprendí de Remy Valenzuela, ¿sabes?
O sea que ladrón con ladrón.
Sí, no, y Remy, quién sabe quién se la sacaría también. Pero el punto aquí es de que nos comunicamos todos y nos entendemos, ¿verdad?
Exactly. Pues déjenme les presento para aquellas personas que tal vez dudo que no hayan escuchado, pero
ay, claro que hay mucha gente que no sabe.
We have people in Japan, we have people in Colombia. Para que veas, ya somos international.
Espero que en el rancho las vacas de mi papá también estén escuchando en este momento.
Ellas van a dejar sus 5 estrellas y también su comentario, las benditas vacas.
¿Verdad? Saludos para la vaca, la Coricos y para el toro, el Obama. Mi papá le puso Obama al último toro que compró.
¿Por qué?
Porque le pone a los toros, les pone el nombre de los presidentes de Estados Unidos.
¿Cuántos tiene hasta ahorita?
Pues mira, el último que se lastimó fue Bush, porque ya estaba medio viejito. ¿Y sabes qué? Le digo a Pan, ni se te ocurra, el próximo toro que compres, ni se te ocurra ponerle como el presidente que tenemos ahorita.
No, dice, mejor compre un buey.
Sí, un buey. Sí. Pero no, ni creas.
Ella es Evelyn Siqueiros, ella es una locutora también aquí de Los Ángeles para una de nuestras estaciones hermanas llamada Zona MX, un show de 10 a 3 que se llama El Zafar Ranch, junto con dos otros loquillos, ¿verdad?
Estamos a la misma hora que tú, fíjate.
Sí, somos amigos y rivales. No, mentira, al contrario.
Pero somos súper compas porque de hecho es bonito tener variedad. Por ejemplo, yo a veces ya que salgo de aquí, te voy escuchando a ti porque tú te quedas hasta las 3 de la tarde. Y después le cambio y escucho el Freeway Show. Y de ahí le cambio y me pongo a escuchar otras cosas que me gusten, because I love listening to all types of music.
Qué bueno que lo acabas de decir. Yo voy a poner un complaint, porque yo llego de 10 a 3 de la tarde y estos canijos salen a las 2 y yo dije, bueno,
girl,
¿a quién hay que
we're
sonreír?
Here since 7. Let me tell you, 7 a.m. we're here, we're show prepping, because we have a lot of segments that require preparation.
Los veo bien tempranito aquí dándole dura a la taloneada.
Yes.
Oye, pues, ¿qué te parece si arrancamos con la balconeada?
What? ¿Ya vas a empezar con tus chismes?
Yo sí. Yo quiero balconear. Y te voy a decir especialmente because nowadays I feel like a lot of people are losing
their virginity.
También. No, enseñarles a sus hijos el respeto a la mujer. I think, you know, parents are losing that communication aspect when they're raising boys. Yeah. En mi casa siempre se les ha inculcado a los chamacos que a las mujeres se les respeta, no importa la situación, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Si tú, la situación se te sale fuera de control for whatever reason, you would never get to the woman level, a gritarle, of a pegarle course. Y de nada. Tú tienes que ser un varón y respetar y saber que tu nivel de fuerza siempre va a ser 10,000 veces más grande que el de una mujer.
Claro.
So this story goes, yo quiero balconear a aquellos hombres que no tienen respeto para una mujer, especialmente cuando se agüitan, cuando no les hacen caso. So here's the story. A couple of weeks back, I went out with one of my friends that works here at the station.
It wasn't
really
me.
Cool girl. No, it wasn't you. Bien guapetona la muchacha. A donde se pare, levanta corazoncillos, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, we were coming out of a club porque queríamos ir a bailar. Ya no soy de club, pero pues esta vez fui.
¿Para qué andes en esos trotes, Don Aji? Vas a ver.
Le hice la segunda. So we're coming out of the club and then all of a sudden, this guy, he approaches her. Le dice, hola, ¿cómo estás? Y ella le dice, oh, bien, gracias, pero sabes que ya nos vamos. Gracias. O sea, she was ladylike. She was like, you know what? I'm cool. And the guy got so upset that he started screaming at her. Le empezó a decir, you
telling
fucking
her what?
Bitch.
What?
Te lo juro por mi madre. Le dijo, you fucking bitch. You wish. Let me tell you, my boy makes $500 million.
Oh, God.
You wish all of this. Y entonces,
my friend, what did the friend have to do with him? What an
exactly.
idiot.
Exactly. Oh, ella se puso que ya mero y lo quería ahorcar, pero le dije, no, you gotta calm down, because para qué nos vamos a poner en esa, ¿verdad? Ya yo había llegado al punto que me había colmado la existencia el pinche morro.
Te
porque no se
pone roja, ¿eh? Relájate,
sí,
cálmate.
Yo me está subiendo la bilirrubina. Because I was like, this motherfucker. se pone de disrespectful, los seguridades que estaban en el área estaban diciendo, just stay here, here, stay here. If he tries to do anything, we'll go ahead and take care of you, ladies. Yo, a ese punto, ese muchacho seguía gritando, como que le cayó mal que...
¿No se conocían?
No, para nada.
Solamente they had just met each other.
They didn't even meet. We were passing by, and he tried to approach her.
He was probably drugged out or drunk.
Something crazy. Pero al final de cuentas, yo le dije, you know what? Cuando tú tengas entonces los millones que estás diciendo, but they belong to you, you have the right to show off. Si no son tuyos, mejor para qué.
You have the right to talk to us.
Saque la plata o la tarjeta negra, y entonces hablamos.
You know what? It's sad to see that men don't respect women, like you said. But then again, it's also up to us when people tell us things, no tomarlo personal, la verdad, porque esa gente tiene tantos problemas existenciales, mm-hmm. tantos problemas, quizás traumas, childhood traumas, que uno dice, ¿sabes qué? Con que yo sea feliz, aunque me digan lo que me digan, que me la rayen, lo que sea, yo sé que tengo a mi madre, mi padre que me quieren, mis hermanos, mis primos, mis amigos, me vale, I don't care.
Porque si uno se pone al nivel de esa persona, solamente es un segundo para cajetearla muy cañón, y a veces tú no tienes ni de verla ni temerla, y las cosas se pueden llevar a un nivel 15 out of nothing.
And that's the same situation at work too. When people try to get feisty with you or they talk smack behind your back, you have to just be like, you know what? I know I do my job. Like, I'm not going to focus on the negative. I'm going to focus on the positive. And I know it's hard. Trust me. Trust me, it's hard. Especially when a guy's talking to you like that. It's like, wait a minute, motherfucker. Let me get some East LA. Like, I'm going to get crazy on you. You know what I mean? Pero pues ya, qué bueno que sacaste el foie. ¿Te sientes mejor?
Ya, la verdad que sí, ya me siento. Me hubiera encantado haberle tomado una foto y ponerlo en las redes sociales, pero dije, no me voy a rebajar.
No.
Dios, no me voy a rebajar. No, qué vale bueno. La pena. Pero qué triste que haya personas que todavía actúan de esa manera. El morrillo se miraba súper joven, like, I want to say maybe 25, 27
pobrecillo,
years old.
Pobrecillo, la verdad.
And in my life, I'm thinking like, man, what is wrong in your life de que a ti no te enseñaron modales para tratar a una mujer? Solamente porque una mujer te dice que no, you're going to take it to that
and
level.
And we never know. Maybe he wasn't raised by his parents, you know? Maybe he was raised by other people.
Still
maybe he lived
right.
It's not right. But then we don't know what his issues are. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we should just move on with our lives and decir, pues, ¿sabes qué? Que siga gritando, yo me voy de parranda, me vale madre. Hey, 5 shots de tequila, please.
De puro pinche coraje.
Sí, pues ya qué. Pero, ¿qué quieres que yo haga también, Balcón, eh?
Pues
aquí
claro.
Eso hacemos en tu show.
Tenemos que sacar el foie de una manera, y this is a great way. Aparte, I'm pretty sure there's people listening que, oye, eso a mí me ha pasado también.
Yeah.
You never know.
You know, this is something that's really going on right now. That's really stressful for me because my parents live in Mexico. So about,
¿en qué parte?
En Sinaloa, viven en Culiacán. So about like 30 years ago, they bought the first like little apartment unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has like 4 unidades, 5 unidades in East LA. So the same people have lived there, and the rent's always been really cheap because my parents son así de que, ay, está bien, son buenos inquilinos. Pues hace poco mi mamá de buena onda le rentó a una pareja que decía que no tenían hijos.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Mom, let me do the background check because I usually pick up the rent. I'm the one who handles everything.
You're the administration.
Yeah,
lady.
And it's tough because it's really stressful as it is. We have a lot of work here, and then I have to deal with that. But I'm like, okay, as long as my parents aren't stressing over it, it's fine. I can deal with it.
Right.
Well, le rentó. Sin yo tener que revisar el background, nada. A los meses resulta que tenían 4 hijos.
¿Y dónde los estaban escondiendo?
Exactamente. Well, Child Protective Services los había quitado.
Uh-huh.
El punto es de que, ok, pues ni modo, tienen los niños. Ya empiezan a no pagar renta, no pagar renta, no pagar renta, no pagar renta. Y mi mamá, no, que ya me va a pagar el muchacho, ya. Y yo ya me desesperé tanto porque ya debían como $6,000 en back to Brent that I spoke to him and I was like, listen, we've been really cool about it.
Right.
And I get it. Times are tough. But honestly, like, the bills got to get paid. And a lot of people assume that you have an apartment building and you're rich. And that's not the case.
You're probably just paying the mortgage.
You're paying the mortgage, especially because every year sometimes it sube el interés o a veces financias cuando hay una emergencia y te quedas en nada con el equity y todo eso.
Claro.
El punto es de que los apartamentos se pagan con esa renta que paga la gente.
Sí.
So it was up to the point where I was getting money out of my own paycheck to pay the mortgage, and it was just bad. So I started the eviction process, and you know, hoping that he would be like, you know what, aquí llega un acuerdo, te pago. No. Paró de pagar completamente. Han hecho un destrozo en los apartamentos. So I'm going through that right now. And la balconeada es para toda esa gente que se aprovecha del buen corazón de otras personas.
Sí.
Mira, mi mamá fue una vez a hablar con la muchacha y bien, y la vieja le dijo, no entre aquí, no pise aquí cerca de mi propiedad. Este es mi apartamento.
Mírala.
Y mi mamá es una de las personas más tranquilas, más buena onda que es, y me habló así, y yo noté su estrés, su, como que ya mi mamá no hallaba qué hacer, no dormía, no comía, pero del estrés de pensar el problemón que teníamos encima. So for all those people that take kindness for weakness.
No.
Like, don't do that, man. People are trying to help you out. Honestly, next time I'm going to be so complicated when I rant it out, because it's like, I'm really going to do background checks now.
Eso es lo que pasa. Arruinan el buen corazón de una persona porque, see, if you're trying to do the right thing and just help somebody out, help a brother out, and for whatever reason, tú eres esa clase de persona that takes advantage of an individual, esa persona ya la va a pensar 10 veces antes de hacer una buena caridad. And it's so sad because that's why vivimos en el mundo que vivimos. Yeah. Todo jodido porque la gente está perdiendo la fe en la humanidad.
And it's true. Y así me siento ahorita. But point is que ya estamos en el proceso, ya firmaron. Otro mes gratis van a vivir en agosto. pero pues ni modo, hay cosas peores en la vida, ¿no? Yo, mi mamá siempre me ha dicho eso. Lo material va y viene. Igual con esa situación, I was like, Mom, don't stress over it. You know, like, everything's going to be fine. It's just that. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. So, bendito Dios, todo está bien. Yo sé que otras personas tienen problemas peores. Pero si alguien te hace un paro, si alguien te da una ayudadita, por más pequeña que sea, aprécialo and pass it on.
Do the right thing, man.
Yeah.
Do the right thing.
I feel good now, girl.
Didn't I tell
you? I was just talking to the lawyer right now. That's why, too. I was like, ooh.
Yo te dije que la balconeada servía para algo. Es mejor que tres tragos encima.
Thank you.
You let it out, and for whatever reason, it just helps you out, man.
And you know, it's crazy. A lot of times people look at your Instagram posts and your videos, and they're like, oh, your life must be perfect. You must have no problems. But you know what? We all have issues, too.
We do.
Especially as radio personalities, you know, we're always on the mic. We're always laughing, having a good time, because we're supposed to spread that good energy.
Right.
But in reality is that we have families. You know, we have a lot of issues, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, I guess, cope with them differently.
Y la gente ve 3 segundos, 15 segundos.
Yeah.
They don't see your day by day in the struggles that we go through. So los struggles are the same as anybody else. Tenemos problemas de amor, tenemos problemas de la vida, de dinero.
De amor también, más que nada ahorita en este momento también, te diré.
En la vida, ahorita tenemos muchos compañeros que están en Houston, and unfortunately they're going through a lot of struggle por lo del huracán Harvey, categoría número 4.
Pancho Mercado on the phone earlier, we had him on air, and he started crying because he said he was trying not to tell his children the situation para no alarmarlos, porque su niño tiene 5 años y la niña está más chiquita, y estaba en el albergue y empezó a llorar al aire. Dice, no sabes lo difícil que es estar en esta situación. La casa creo que no sé si la tenía asegurada o no. Todo eso, y mira, se me pone la piel chinita. Cuando te digo que hay problemas peores en el mundo, lo hay. Y aunque está en esa situación, le dije, mira, Pancho, ¿sabes qué? Aunque estás en esa situación y parece que el mundo se te está derrumbando encima, tienes a tu esposa que está a un lado tuyo, tienes a tus niños, that they're safe and sound. So, for my situation, there's something worse. For his situation, there's something worse. So you always have to look at it that way so you can, you know, breathe.
Breathe.
And live and still smile.
Sí,
you know?
Talking about smiling, estaba viendo el video que me llamó mucho la atención, que fue this man se queda pescando ahí en tremendo huracán Harvey. Y entró el agua en su casa, I want to say maybe like 20 feet, 15 feet or so. Y a ver si, mira, ahí te va.
A ver.
Me gusta porque es la raza. La señora está muerta de la risa.
¿Y la señora quién es?
Su esposa, me imagino.
¿Ves? They're looking at the positive side of things.
Sí, y el señor ahí sin camisa, enseñando todo el cuerpezazo, en jeans, tratando de averiguar a ver si puede cachar.
Haciéndose una mojarra frita.
Vieja, ya hay para la cena.
¿O qué tipo de pescador ahí?
It looks like a catfish.
Oh, ¿neta?
Sí.
Está acá atrás. Va para el cajón. ¡Cama!
Y él nadando. It just sounds like they're having so much fun, though.
That's good.
Y pum, ahí sí lo cacha. Ya hay para la cena, vieja. ¡Qué hubo! Hermoso.
I love the fact that they're cracking up.
Yeah.
With the situation that's going on.
Sí, categoría número 4, el huracán Harvey, han mandado mucha ayuda ahorita. Actualmente está la Cruz Roja recibiendo donaciones para todas las personas afectadas que están en albergues, que tal vez perdieron todo, you know, all your pride possessions. Like, a veces no tienes ni 3 segundos para sacar lo más importante. They literally had to leave with the clothes in their back. So,
and it keeps raining too, Donna G.
Sí, dicen que para los próximos 2 días esperan otros 20 pulgadas más. So it's pretty alarming, ¿no? Porque la ciudad en sí está en inundación total.
I would have thought that after 2005 we would have been more prepared. I swear to you, I really thought we would have been more prepared.
Yo creo que Houston
like
no
this.
Era considerado un área donde se podía inundar. I mean, pero la madre naturaleza no te pide permiso. Hace
no,
lo
y
que
ahora
quiera
ya
hacer.
No sabemos qué pasa con el mundo.
Exactly.
De hecho, aquí I was thinking, man, an earthquake or something. Like, am I prepared? I am prepared. No, girl, everyone's been saying the big one's coming, so I don't know.
Porque ya tenemos un buen ratito que no nos cae uno y no pasa alarma,
ay,
¿verdad?
Pero bruja. I live on the 21st floor. Don't play like that.
You know what? A mí no me gustan los tall buildings. Yo le corro a los tall buildings por lo mismo. Dije, puta.
I love tall buildings. I love roller coasters. I love everything with adrenaline.
You live on the edge.
I live on the edge. I do.
Me das miedo, güey.
¿Por qué te doy miedo? De vez en cuando tienes
que... Tienes que sacar el foie.
You know, today, de hecho, también se cumple un año de que falleció Juan Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier, a friend sent me a video of really pretty words. I think it was an interview with Caleb from 1988 or something, where mm-hmm. he expressed just about life, and he gave, like, this beautiful, like, meaningful lecture about how what's important and what's not.
¿Y qué decía?
Y una de ellas dice que... La... ya se me olvidó.
Exactamente. No, para que me... Lo bueno era que era bien profunda las palabras
no,
de Juan
no,
Gabriel.
No, no, no. Sí, sí, ya me acordé. Que la etapa, bueno, no lo dijo exactamente así, pero eso es lo que recuerdo. Que la etapa más corta de nuestras vidas es la juventud. Uh-huh. Por eso, cuando la gente me dice, man, you go out a lot, or man, you're doing all these things, it's like, you know what? I still feel I'm at that, I'm about to lose that juventud. Because maybe in a year or two, I get married and then I have kids and then you can still have fun.
You gotta yell, oh.
But guess what? I'm gonna have to be with that one guy all the time.
Lo que estás pensando, qué hueva.
Take care of like children, which is I want to have kids, but right now that I don't have it, I want to live it up.
Your comedy, I can't with you. Oye, se me olvidó dar el número de teléfono para aquellas personas que tal vez en este momento quieran donar para la Cruz Roja. Es 1-800-842-2200. 1-800-842-2200. Gastamos dinero en pendejada y media. And let's be honest. Yo a veces, in one drink, I can drop maybe like $14 porque ahorita está más caras todavía.
La neta
así que mejor donar un poquito para estas familias que, como decimos, y tenemos un compañero también en la radio que la está pasando.
Varios ahí de Houston en Univision que no han podido ir al trabajo desde el jueves.
Ching.
Y
imagínate
que están desamparados, se puede decir.
Así que hay que ponernos las pilas.
Ay,
and make the difference.
La música, I'm sad right now.
Oye, nos vamos a este segmentillo, which I kind of love.
Segmentillo.
Segmentillo. You know what I like about this one? It's about finding out things that maybe we didn't know, porque hay tanta información que throughout the years se pierden. So, entonces, de repente dices, puta, eso pasó. Wow, that's pretty fucking cool.
Qué bonito te expresas, ¿eh?
Para que veas que
me
cuando,
inspiras.
Que,
me encanta.
Que cuando nos estoy en Kalos y soy media malhabladona.
Como que me está gustando esto de los podcasts, ¿eh? Como que voy a abrir uno yo también, no creas, no hombre.
You should.
I actually have been thinking about it.
Don't think about it anymore, girl. ¿Qué dijo Juan Gabriel? Que la juventud es corta.
Pero de viejita puedo sentarme a hacer el podcast también, hablando de todas las prostiaventuras que hacía cuando estaba joven.
Tú, porque a veces hablamos aquí de cosas que yo digo, fuck, todo eso me ha pasado en tanto tiempo. How old am I?
¿En tanto tiempo? ¿Cuánto tiempo llevas en este mundo o qué?
Girl, I'm gonna turn freaking 35 ya en unos cuantos tiempos.
Did you freeze your eggs already?
No, I have not.
Are you gonna freeze them or what?
No sé.
But you know what? I'm gonna do it.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm just looking at prices right now.
Está muy caro.
You know what? No, but you know what? It's better than knowing that you're gonna get older and not get married, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or not find the love of your life. Or maybe by the time you do find it, you're no longer able to have babies. So I'd rather rent it out. I swear I'm going to do it.
No me sales mis ovarios.
No te estoy salando tus ovarios. Simplemente ya ahora veo más mujeres que lo están haciendo. And I'm like, you know what? Right now, I'm not at a point where I'm meeting any guys that I think are marriage material.
Uh-huh.
So I want to do it so that whenever I do, maybe I don't want to ever get married. Or maybe
but you don't
want to
have kids right now.
You know what?
Ellos tienen rapidín, ahí buscan buen partido.
No, eso no es problema. El problema aquí es de que la criatura, ¿qué culpa tiene que yo quiera ser selfish y tenerlo sola de un rapidín? Y después crees que digan, how come I didn't have a dad? You know what I mean? I at least want to try it with someone that wants to give it, like, try to make it work. Or someone that I cared for. So that I can talk about
love and stuff with the kid. Not be like, ay, pues mira, una calentura me entró en Culiacán este fin de semana que fui, así de loca fui, y de ahí naciste tú. O sea, no, tampoco, that's not cool, man.
Esa clase de historias no quieres compartir.
No, that's wrong. Then they grew up crazy like that guy that was yelling at your friend.
Exactly, porque no tenía tal vez un father figure.
Yes.
Está cabrón.
I'm telling you, you have to think of all these things. Now you get it to an age where you think of everything.
Y más o menos ahí como quantation.
¿Cuántation qué?
Para meterme en una condina, porque pues a ver, you know se habla de cuánto.
Hace como 2 años decían that it was like 11,000.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, and then you have to like rent it out, like para el congelador, los años
o sea,
por mes.
¡Todavía!
Yeah,
but apartas espacio.
Now I think it's cheaper. I have a lot of friends in the industry that I don't want to say their names, but they like sing and they act and all that, that are looking into it, so they're supposed to tell me the prices that they're... You know, un estimado.
Porque ¿qué tal adoptar?
Te lo juro, es bonito adoptar y que
maybe,
pero la verdad quiero conocer mi sangre, como dice mi mamá y mis tías. Y el otro día me dio como sentimiento. Esto fue hace como 2 semanas. Because we were playing lotería, like we usually do at my grandma's house, and we're outside playing, and then my grandma goes inside. She's 94.
Hermosa.
Yeah. And my tía goes, Evelyn, tú eres la última de las nietas mayores que no se ha casado. Ya todas las otras se casaron, dice. Ahorita que tenemos a tu abuela en vida, hazlo, hija. And my mom never says anything. And she looks at me, she's like, es cierto, hija, el trabajo es malo. Tienes que también ver por ti, por una relación. And it's true, because since I started at Univision, I've literally been hustling. And it's like, I meet a guy, and I don't give it the opportunity. I'm kind of like, nah, you know, I don't have time. Or no, I don't have time this weekend. I can't go to the movies. I can't have dinner. And they made me reflect. I was like, dude, I'm getting
older. Tiene que haber un balance, güey. O sea, tampoco es like, don't get me wrong. I think pursuing your goal as far as career, I think that's key. Why? Because you want to fulfill yourself as an individual. Yeah. Pero también tienes que abrir un poquito de espacio para conocer a una persona, because I think that's a compliment. That's like the cherry on top of the ice cream, you know? So you already have this amazing fucking vanilla and strawberry ice cream, and the only thing that you're missing is that cherry on top. Yeah. Pero si no le pones un poquito de tiempo, pues entonces, ¿qué? ¿Tampoco te va a caer del cielo azul?
Por eso te digo, pero cuando llegas a conocer a alguien que piensas, you know what, maybe this guy is it, le encuentras un detallazo que dices, no, con esto no podría vivir con él.
What are your turnoffs?
Okay, first, let me tell you, I need someone who's street smart and book smart, a mix of them both. Someone who I can take to a black tie event, a cocktail, a work cocktail, something big. And,
y se sepa comportar.
Yes, that can have conversations with my coworkers, with friends. And at the same time, I can take to Mexico y que pueda ir al rancho con mi papá, ayudarle a subirse a un tractor, a sembrar. Quizás no necesariamente saber hacerlo, pero que sea comedido. Y mi familia es bien, somos bien rancherones, güey. Saca a mi hermano la acordeón, saca el otro la guitarra y donde sea, armamos party.
Es importante que sepa tu cultura, or even if he doesn't know it.
For him to adapt. He doesn't have to know it. He just has to embrace it and love it. Mm-hmm. And y seguir el rollo. Porque mi familia es de... Mira, mis primos se han casado con diferentes razas. Muchos. Mm-hmm. Y se adaptan. Es de que en la boda toca la banda. O sea, puede ser de Tailandia y se toca la banda. Puede ser hindú y toca la banda en la boda.
Claro.
So I need someone who accepts that. And wants to, like, be part of that. Because to me, it's important. I'm never going to lose my essence and who I am and what I love for a man. I'm willing to love what they love, but they have to love what I love, too.
Well, maybe that's the reason. You still haven't found that person that compliments you 100%. Y por eso tal vez le has puesto tantos peros a la vida con tu trabajo, because you haven't found that person that you say, sabes que este me mueve el tapete en todos los niveles, because he's exactly what I'm looking for.
And you know, at work, for example, nada. O sea, los artistas, yo siempre he dicho que un artista jamás saldría, and it's true. Coworkers, jamás en la vida tampoco. Okay. Entonces, en un antro, tampoco, están casados, están separados, te echan mentiras, lo que sea. So I went on Bumble.
Get it, girl.
No, but let me tell you.
Is it good?
On Bumble, honestly, I've met like really successful guys that are also don't have time.
Have you gone on your first date?
I did. I went on my first date on Bumble.
When was this?
This was maybe like 2-3 months ago.
Did you filter? That's important.
What do you mean filter?
Para mí es like in Bumble, you can get like 15-20 people texting you or exchanging conversations.
I'm very picky. I only like text with 2 that I really think are okay, and then I have to stalk them on Instagram, and then I read all their comments and who they follow and who follows them.
Do you talk on the phone first before that first official date?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So if there's a good connection over the phone, then you're like, take it to the next level, maybe in persona.
Yes. Okay. So the guy is super dope. Like he's at USC dentistry school.
Okay.
Very smart. Comes from like a really like smart family. His dad's like a doctor too. But nos llevamos bien. We're good friends now.
Okay.
You know, we never kissed. We just
hung
out.
How was that first date?
It was awesome. We went to go watch Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my God.
It was so cute. I swear. And I know it's weird and all, but si no funciona una relación, well, ya como su familia ya es como tercera generación acá.
Ajá.
La neta no.
Pero es, o sea,
es latino.
Es latino, okay.
Yeah. So ese fue el primero, ¿verdad?
Okay.
Después conocí a otro dentista.
Okay. Este, oye, ya, ¿qué onda con los dentistas?
Yo no sé, wey. te lo juro que no sé. Yo estaba traumada así tapándome la boca de que, oh my God, they're going to notice how many cavities I have.
Right?
Yeah, do they know? They know. So the point is that the first one became really good friends. Like, we still message and we talk about life and everything.
Okay.
The second one, the dentist, he's like, ya está divorciado. Tiene su carrera. Tiene
pero
no
sé tiene
cuántas.
Hijos.
Sí, divorciado con hijos y todo. Okay. Su ex también es dentista. So, you know, it's like them people que se separan y tienen su propia vida, lo que sea.
Claro.
Pero era como que muy intenso. Y también él era...
¿Qué es intenso para ti?
Intenso el punto que te quieren ver todos los días o quizás, o que quieren como más commitment de ti quizás. No necesariamente boyfriend, girlfriend, pero de que, okay, well, we're hanging out this weekend, oh, okay, esto y el otro. Y para mí, yo sé que es raro, pero me tiene que gustar muchísimo una persona para yo dejar otras cosas y enfocarme en ti, pues. ¿Me
no, that's the way it should be. Girls yeah. should not be, you know,
I'm not
away
chasing,
plans
no.
for a guy. Si tú tienes cosas importantes, and maybe the guy is not putting in work, pero todos los días, tal vez en el principio, es too soon.
Ya también me acordé, porque me dijo una vez que iba a ir a un que hace marathons y todo ese rollo, y me dijo que iba a un marathon, and subió un video, and the girl recording him, went, baby, le grita, oh, baby. So, yo no le reclamé, but I was kind of like, you know what? I was like, hey, who's yelling baby? Like, someone was sharing. Sí, le dije. It took me time, but I was like, you know what? Who cares? It's not like I'm being jealous or anything. I'm
no,
just wondering.
Just be real.
And he's like, oh, it's my my patient's wife. He did it too. He's
le
the one who invited
baby.
Me. Sí, okay. Otra cosa, se fue a Costa Rica de viaje. Okay. Eso fue la primera vez. Dije, ay, pues me vale madre, no me gusta tanto, ¿no? Pero lo estoy tratando.
Ajá.
Se fue a Costa Rica y el burro me mandó un video donde está en this really beautiful resort. Y en el video sale una vieja en un espejo de lejos, pero se mira así el cuerpo en los chores, como que ella entró al cuarto. Y él siguió grabando, like, look at this resort where I'm staying with my guy friend, right?
Oh.
So, veo el video y yo, qué burro. Qué
o sea, los chavos son así de pinches despistados que no
mensos.
Se van a los detalles. Y nosotras las mujeres les
vemos
encanta.
Todo. We zoom in. You know what he told me? Because after I was like, hey, I go, I thought it was just you and your friend. Oh, that's Paula.
¿Y quién
Paula was the housekeeper. Cleaning before, because the other guys I had left a mess. So Paula was cleaning. Obvio que a mí me hacen pendeja, güey. O sea, pa cuando ellos van por la leche, yo vengo con el queso. Tengo muchos hermanos, primos. Like, I get it. So, but for me, it was kind of like, you know what? We're nothing, so it's fine. Because mm-hmm. al igual que él puede hacer lo que le da su gana, yo también.
Mm-hmm.
Pero después dije, ¿sabes qué? No. Son esos tipos que tienen todo. Y que al mismo tiempo cualquier vieja se les tira encima, pues.
Look, here's the thing. I think nowadays they always think that the grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah, that's
they're
true.
No se quedan con una sola persona porque piensan que they're missing out on something.
That's
I
how
know what the fuck
I
you
feel
think
like
you're
that too.
Out about.
I feel like that too. I'm gonna be honest.
So then
sometimes it scares me because I'm like, pienso como vato, güey. O sea, te lo juro. It's kind of like, holy shit, because they could be a really nice guy
uh-huh.
and he could be have the entire package. And then I'm like, wait, but what if there's something better out there? And then I start questioning it, and then I start kind of ghosting them little by little.
But see, that's the problem.
I ghost people.
Don't do that.
Is it karma?
Yes, it is. We actually had a show about it. About
ghosting?
How, you gotta just be real. Si no te gusta la persona,
but you might like them a little bit. You need to hang like, on just to see, to make sure there's nothing better.
That was one of the rules of that. Like, don't do that. That's playing with somebody's feelings and thoughts.
Well, I hope they're doing the same thing. They should be enjoying life too.
Y porque el mundo se anda tirando por el pinche puente,
no,
tú
pues
también.
No, relájate.
Relájate entonces.
Ay, ¿por qué te enojas? ¿Han hecho ghosting
me
a ti?
Me enojo, sí.
That's why I'm taking it personal. No, I think que, bueno, no sé qué día de estos.
Acuérdate que el karma se te regresa. If you do it, they're going to do it to
you. Well, I'm paying for it, okay? I'm paying for it right now because I'm single as fuck.
Mira, I'm going to tell you the rules. The 7 rules of if you keep on doing this type of stuff, you're going to be single forever.
No, so
I'm
trying don't to tell me that.
Yes, okay.
I don't want to freeze my eggs. I want it to be natural. I don't want to freeze my eggs.
It's not a game. I mean, it's si sigues haciendo maybe the 7 steps, and yeah, you're going to
okay, tell me the steps because okay, I'm scared. I don't want to be single forever. Do you know I'm Nobody scared of that, Donna G? Because I feel like my success is not going to be determined by my work or by how much money I make and all that. I want to be successful based on the children that I raise. I want to have a family. I want to have, you know how my grandma's 94 and she has all the nietos and the cuñados and everyone? I want that.
Well, then give it a chance.
I had this exercise with friends where you close your eyes and you're like, okay, you're in your 90th birthday. Who's there in your 90th birthday? And I closed my eyes and I literally started crying because I didn't see a viejito next to me. And I was sad. I'm going to cry right now because I want a viejito next to me when I'm 90.
Tal vez estaba en el baño.
No, I was in a wheelchair. I was 90. I shouldn't be in a wheelchair to begin. And I just saw a bunch of kids, like my grandkids. Oh, my God, I'm getting sad. I'm going
to
cry.
Don't cry. Okay, so these are the 7 things that you need to stop doing to make sure that next time
your
that you...
Your podcast is way too real.
The next time when you close your eyes, you see that little viejito next to you. First of all, stop going for the wrong guys. Aquí dice,
fuck boys?
Maybe you think you have a type. But sometimes we end up searching for the same type of guy. So let's say, yo me acuerdo que cuando yo salía con un dominicano, mm-hmm. and for whatever reason, I love his spirits. They have so swag,
unos
man.
Unos tigres.
Unos tigres. Plátano.
El jale que te hace.
Cállate. Puta, me puse roja. Mi mamá escucha este podcast.
El salto del tigre. ¿Ya te hicieron el salto del tigre? Sí, se lo hicieron.
Lo que termina pasando es that you always end up searching for the same person. That last boyfriend that left such a great impression, but for whatever reason you guys didn't work out, you always end up searching for the same person.
He cheated. I don't want that.
Pero la personalidad, well, you were with him for a reason. Yeah. So a veces uno sigue buscando esa clase de personalidad. Es que fulano hacía esto. Como yo te puedo decir que a mí me encantan los hombres con buena personalidad, que they take charge of a room. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I had a few guys like that. That is considered my type. And sometimes those are just the wrong guys for us. Why? Because we keep on searching for the same little boxed individual.
So is there a pill to get rid of that?
Unfortunately not. You just have to give other people the
opportunity.
Opportunity, I yeah. Do. See, you know, that's 2. So if you continue to do these things, you're going to be single forever. So primero, you only see what you want to see. You build your own story. A veces eso es lo que sucede. So you're thinking, bueno, es que fulano hizo esto, mengano. It's all about timing. I'm not saying maybe that this guy, el dentista, obviously he's been lying, right? Pero his circumstances might be different. Yeah. He's still getting to know you. Maybe he's a really
dumb
guy.
Not anymore. We're done.
Obviously. Okay. But maybe he did have a past before you and maybe exes or girlfriends that are still around. It doesn't mean that he doesn't like you. It just means that maybe the timing is wrong. Mm-hmm. Somebody else, maybe that ex came about again. That's uno nunca true. Sabe, ¿verdad? So
stop putting ideas in my head.
3, you fall for people who are unavailable. And we're not talking about having somebody that already has a relationship, but we're talking about mentally unavailable. Hay personas que no están listas, like you. I think you are currently unavailable.
Why?
Because
your focus.
Because your focus is work.
That's true.
The day and moment that you actually open yourself to a real relationship, you're going to make time for it. You're not ready to make time for it because you technically don't want it. Why? Because you're enjoying your time as an alone individual. Cuando tienes una pareja, you start focusing on the person, the dates, the whatnot. Y a veces sí lo extrañamos, ¿verdad? The Netflix and chill and the whatnots. But at the end of the day, ahorita you're having just too much fucking fun.
I am. I don't want so I don't technically want to sit and watch Netflix every weekend.
No, that's there so you sad. Go. Y a veces cuando tenemos una pareja, hay cierta rutina que it comes with it.
And you know what's fun too from being single? Like you can get like 20 guys texting you. And it's just like so much fun just playing with everyone's head. There you go. I knew you were going to say that.
Can you please text for me? Porque a veces a mí me da una hueva andar en la texteadera total.
I just reply when I'm really bored.
See? She's unavailable, pero ella quiere la...
I'm just playing, guys. I really don't have 20 guys texting me.
No.
Okay, what's the
10. 10. Okay, number four. You think this relationship is too good and it scares you. Sometimes that's what happens when you have such a great person pursuing you and you see it getting that close and you're thinking, fuck, creo que esta persona me está gustando and I think this is really good, but you get scared.
There was a guy like that, Dr. Miami. He's amazing. His family is amazing. And it was scary because it's kind of like commitment ready, you know? Like, all right.
But he's in Miami.
Yeah.
What would that mean?
That would mean, I don't know, there's job opportunities in Miami. If I fell in love and I really wanted to commit, I would move, you know, for your happiness, your fulfillment. Because, like, I think there's opportunity. No tienes que nomás trabajar en Los Ángeles. I trabajo en Miami también. Pero el punto es eso, que sí es cierto, te da miedo y como que te echas a correr. You're like, okay, no, let's be friends for now. But let's keep you there just when I'm ready to commit. Maybe.
Do you want somebody that's available in the sense of like, hey, I'm getting to know you, but my goal is to eventually marry and have children? O cuando te dicen, well, I just want to see what happens.
Honestly, I don't like to talk about it. I don't like, since the beginning, I don't like to be like, so what are your plans type of deal? Because I feel if a woman starts with those conversations since the beginning, you're going to scare them off. So I think it's best for them to get to know you for a few months and all that. Then they even bring it up. Like, oh, if we get married one day and we have kids, and you're like, oh, snap, you're thinking about kids now. So I think as a woman, you should never
bring it up.
Never bring it up.
No, porque automáticamente ellos relacionan maybe marriage and kids like, fuck.
She wants to settle down, commit.
She wants to tie me down, which everybody's goal is that eventually,
not
right?
Not everybody's.
Some people's goal is, well, to have a partner. Let's put it that way. But it's, yo creo que si en el principio de la relación lo dices and you guys have just literally like 5 dates or whatever, it's pressuring
it.
That's
creepy.
Just a little bit.
I get scared. Like, for real.
Another reason could be maybe this guy doesn't think he deserves you. There's people that have issues.
I hate that. You know that?
They feel unsure about themselves, especially with somebody that has maybe a career like the way you do, or somebody that has a very...
And like you too.
Una carrera. Oh, yeah. Let's put it this way. They have this shit together.
You know, that makes me sad and it worries me. Because they assume that, for example, in our line of duty, right? Mm-hmm. We're taking pictures with artists. We're hanging out with different artists. That, you know, they're friendships. They assume that that's what you want. That you want someone that's famous or someone who's rich. And we don't want that. We just want companionship. Someone to understand us. Someone who's going to be there for us when we're sick, when we're down. When I leave work sometimes and I want to cry. When I leave work sometimes and I want to, like, talk about the great news that just happened. And they feel like you need someone who's going to pay for your rent.
Ya que nos casemos, sí, pero mientras no. Porque esas chingaderas de roommate no son pa uno. No, mentira, but
no, yeah.
I mean, no, seriously, it's just a lot of people have a misconception. And at the end of the day, we're still girls. Y ahora va a sonar como la pinche película de Julia Roberts, but it's, yeah, we're just girls that want to be loved by a guy. That's the bottom line.
We want someone who's genuine, kind-hearted, respectful, hardworking, someone who's going to... Es que mira, muchas veces cuando pasa una situación difícil es cuando la gente corre, cuando se hace una relación. And now, my dad got sick with cancer. It's going to be 2 years now. And my parents have been married 32 years. Cuando se enfermó mi papá, mi mamá era la piedra de la familia porque ella calmada y con él también, de que no, viejo, párate, vamos a caminar. Mira, te hice tu jugo verde, tómatelo, esto, el otro.
Qué bonito.
And with me, she would break down, but with him, she wouldn't. And just to see how she wouldn't sleep. Ella no comía por estar atenta de él. Todas sus citas, todo su medicamento. Y ver ese amor real, el amor verdadero que lo bañaba o le daba el ánimo. Girl, that is why I'm single, I think, too. Because that's what I'm looking for. Real love like that. I swear. And that's why les pongo pera a todos. No es por panchera, no es por culera, no es por mamona, pero porque yo busco esas cualidades que tiene mi papá y es el motivo por el cual mi mamá le ha aguantado todo y ha estado con él y va a seguir estando con él.
Porque lo tienes en tu casa. Tú lo ves, que el amor sí existe, que el amor no ha muerto.
Yes. So after all that bullshit we talked about, this is the point here.
that I really believe in true love because I've seen it with my, I've witnessed it. I've seen it at home. And of course it wasn't perfect, you know, don't get me wrong. Pero mis papás nunca se pelearon enfrente de nosotros, ¿sabes? Jamás. Una vez mi papá sí se fue a la feria ganadera y mi mamá, I think I was like 7 and my mom was like, aquí te esperamos como mensos. Pero nunca se le rayaron la madre, nunca se han pendejeado, nunca se han llevado así. Es de que se llevan, si mi mamá está mala, te lo juro, y mi papá tiene el bigotote y parece así bien macho. Mi mamá antes le daba dolor de la columna y a veces no lo podía levantar. Y mi papá era el de que se ponía a barrer, nos hacía desayuno, nos llevaba a la escuela y todo eso. And growing up and realizing and reflecting on that is like, that's what I want. I want that because I want my kids to talk about the love, you know, I had with my husband the way I talk about my parents' love.
I love it. Oye, Evelyn, honestly, we have completely had the opportunity to, I see you in a different light, man. O sea, y esto, ¿sabes qué es lo más?
You made me cry twice.
No, sí. ¿Sabes qué es lo que sucede? Okay. I have a lot of girlfriends que son exitosas, guapas, con buena personalidad, y todo mundo piensa que la tenemos hecha.
No.
Que tenemos a hombres persiguiéndonos left and motherfucking
it's
right.
It's not true. It gets lonely at night. And during the day, too.
Te voy a regalar un oso, mi reina, para those lonely nights.
But the osos don't even work. Like, I'm telling you, you really want someone who's listening to you. And you don't even sometimes have to say anything just to spend time and feel that someone gets you.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me in este podcast. I think we got to know you a little bit better. And to know that for all those girls that are currently single and going through drama, no son las únicas.
No.
We go through drama as well. But not only that, los mismos problemillas que todas las muchachas están teniendo en este momento, porque la situación del amor ha cambiado bastante. Antes se agarraban de la mano y se iban a la plaza. Ahorita we're talking about applications and meeting total strangers that probably you would never, you know, cross your path
with. It's so true.
But it's at the end of the day, we're all in the search for the same thing, which is real love, real commitment, people that want to have what your parents had, which is, you know, en las malas, en las buenas, y en las bien peores hijas de la tiznada.
Sí.
So entonces, just listening to you, I love the fact that you have not been jaded by the bullshit around the world and that you still believe in true love.
And I hope it continues that way. But I just hope, antes de morirme, quiero eso, conocer el verdadero amor y tener hijos. Te lo juro, es lo único que me falta hacer. Ya yo me siento, me puedo morir ahorita a gusto porque he hecho lo que me gusta, he convivido con gente encantadora, gente que me ha llenado de energía, de lecciones de vida y todo lo demás. Mm-hmm. But I want to feel what it's like to give birth, for my pelvis to open.
I know, yo ya les dije, yo quiero que sea C-section. Fuck that, abrir pelvis, que me van a arruinar allá abajo.
Thank you so much, Donna G, for having me. Honestly, I didn't think, I mean, podcast, I had never done a podcast, this is my first podcast. You're popping my cherry.
Yes, baby.
And like, I admire you so much. I look up to you. I love the work you do. You're incredible. You're amazing. And you've always been super nice to me because I was like the newbie in the building for a while. And you've always been really like, I can go to you and talk to you. And I appreciate that.
Oh, and I appreciate you back. I love, ¿sabes qué? Tu energía. That's what feeds me. When I see you skipping around the hallways and just being loud and awesome, I'm like, shit. This girl might have worries in the world, but let me tell you, when she gets into a studio and she's ready to do a show, that girl's ready to do a motherfucking show.
We have to do what we gotta do. And you know what? Mi mamá siempre me dice, tu trabajo es como el del payaso. Le digo, ¿por qué? Porque cuando mi papá te digo estaba enfermo y muchas cosas que han pasado, it's like I come to work and I have to give the best of me, right? Mm-hmm. But I go to my car, as soon as I'm driving home, I'm bawling. I get home and I'm in a little ball, you know, like, And my mom's like, los payasos se ponen esa máscara con la sonrisa, pero por dentro están destrozados. Okay. And it's so true, but you know, si te derrumbas, si te dejas que todo lo que te pasa te derrumbe y tú no te levantas, nadie más te va a levantar, más que tú solito.
Amen.
So that's why I feel sometimes I can have the shittiest day. I can be having the biggest fight with different people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what? Fuck it. YOLO, let me enjoy life. That's what we have to the perspective in life. That's all that matters. And échenle muchas ganas todos, hombre.
You know what? Thank you so much for joining me in Así Está el Mundo. This is what the podcast is about. It's pretty much just about getting to know different characters and what they go through and talk about life and talk about sex and talk about relationships.
We didn't talk about sex.
We didn't talk about sex today.
I didn't talk to you about la hurracarrana.
Aún hay más, señoras y señores. Evelyn Sicarios va a regresar a Así Está el Mundo y nos va a comprar. ¡Dios mío! Ese sí la tengo que escuchar.
Ay, como Chita y Tarzán.
Oye, me encantaría que la gente también te siguiera a través de las redes sociales, please. So, because we got listeners in Japan, girl.
Damn. Me encuentran. Y si hay uno guapo por ahí, ya sabes. ¿Verdad? Arigato Godaima. O eso es en Japón. Me encuentran como Evelyn Sikairos. Buongiorno. Merci beaucoup. Ya sabes.
Gustoso en Brasil.
Si hay de todo un poco escuchando, ustedes síganos. Evelyn Sikairos. Ahí estamos a la orden.
Así que ya saben, los invitamos a seguirnos también a través del podcast World. Make sure to subscribe, leave your stars, leave a comment. We would love to
leave
hear
your comments.
You.
I want to know what people think of this because I feel like only my tía Lupe is going to listen. And I talked about all these. What did I talk about? ¿Vas a editar las partes? ¿Verdad? Porque
no,
aquí no se edita nada.
Aquí lo vamos a dejar
a la bestia.
A la bestia peluda.
A la bestia peluda.
Así lo vamos a dejar, para que todo el mundo llegue a conocerte así, the true you.
A fondo.
Without filter.
Ocupas otras 5 horas para sacar más el foie. Saca unas tequilitas ahorita. Me gusta el whisky,
más.
De hecho. A una más. Cálmate.
A una y más.
Dona G. Thank you, Dona G.
Si te vuelvo a invitar, ¿vas a venir?
Sí, invítame.
Yeah.
Let's do this again. So much fun. I feel like it's like a stress reliever too, because you're talking about all these things that are going on, y puedes expresarte en inglés y en español, porque en el trabajo,
you're on air.
I mean, sí, se me sale el inglés, but in reality, it's like, sometimes it's tough, because quiero decir una palabra en español, y se me va el pinche rollo, güey, no me sube el agua al tinaco, and I'm like, shit, ¿qué es? Y la digo en inglés, y, and I work, they're like, es así, y a veces la gente on air, la gente que dice, hey, esta pinche vieja, ¿por qué no habla bien el español? Pero en verdad somos una generación diferente.
Sí.
Y podemos hablar como de nuestra chingada gana aquí en el podcast.
Because it's a Spanglish way. I mean, this is the way we communicate every single day. Y lo más chistoso es de que a veces no se puede notar la diferencia cuando empiezas con un idioma and all of a sudden you change it to the next one and then it sounds completely flawless.
Oh, when I'm listening to banda and all of a sudden I switch it up and I'm just into DJ Khaled. You know what I mean? It's like, you just, we're
a different generation.
We're pozole mixed with ramen, for sure.
I love your personality. I love your energy. And thank you so much for joining me.
I love you too, baby girl. Mwah. You're the best.
You're the best.
No, you're the best.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you are the best.
El pasado podcast fue una presentación exclusiva de Euphoria On Demand. Para escuchar otros episodios de este y otros podcasts, visítanos en euphoriaondemand.com.